Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, good morning. How are we doing? It is January the 28th, 2022, Friday. Hope all is well where you are at. Here on the Delmarva, we are expecting Snowmageddon. Sort of, I guess. I mean, I haven't quite figured out how much snow we're supposed to get. I know we are getting some snow, though. I always say anything after over 3 inches is just, you know, it's still chaos. So, but preparing for that, if you do live along the East Coast, anywhere from here to Maine, you are paying attention to the storm. Hopefully you are prepared. It does look like it's going to be a bit of a doozy. So, you know, get yourself straight. You got the whole day to get yourself prepared, and hopefully everybody does well through it. Should be a lot of fun. I have a great snowblower I bought a few years ago. I always say, and it's funny, at the beginning of this this winter, I had it serviced because for some reason, well, it stopped working because literally it hadn't been used. It probably had been sitting for a couple years because we hadn't really had any sort of, you know, inclement weather that required use of it. So it just sat. And then we did get some snow and I tried to use it and that thing would not start. Wouldn't start. So I had it serviced. Mature thing to do, right? The adult thing. I had it serviced and got it fixed up. And of course, as soon as I did that, I thought that it would, you know, deter any snow from coming this way, but apparently it has attracted snow. So this will be the second time I've used it. Yeah, I think the second time that I've used it since I got it serviced. So, but you got something like that, check your gas, do it all the great stuff that you need to do to make sure that you are safe and sound. So, yeah, everything is really going quite well for me. Having a lot of fun, doing a lot of podcasting. You know, I don't know. I think I've sort of shared, you know, this is not the only podcast I do. We actually do the Rehoboth Social Podcast, which is one small business helping another. And it can also be found on Spotify and the network. And we also do the Into Deep Pearl Jam fan podcast because I and my buddy Tim Cosgrove are huge fans of the band, the greatest band ever. So we do that podcast. Also can be found on Spotify. And then we do the, what else? The Discovery Music Podcast with JG and the Daft Pretty Boys, which is me, Dion Lamb, Trey Krause, Jordan Gum. And we just review new music. You know, we have a big Firefly Festival that comes rolling through here every summer. Usually, I don't know usually when they announce the lineup. I know they've announced the festival will take place in September this year, which is what it took place last year in September. Usually it was in June or July, I think. And honestly, it's pretty freaking hot. So September, I think, is a nice change. Unfortunately, the first, I think that Thursday of the festival, they got rained out. And, you know, we just go through all new music. And when Firefly gets, when the bands are announced, we start reviewing all the music. My buddy Dion Lamb is just the guru of Firefly. So, you know, we just go through all the music, review it, check it out, see what we like, what we're interested in. We don't, of course, we never criticize. We're not here to do that, just to shine a little light. And so we have a lot of fun with that. Yesterday, you know, and you know what's funny is if you do work and you show up, and I'm not trying to be like inspirational or anything, but if you just show up and do work, good things start to happen. And, You know, like yesterday we did the Discovery Music podcast, and some friends of mine who we've become friends with over the last couple of years because of the Into Deep Pearl Jam podcast is a band by the name of Black Circle out of Rio de Janeiro and Brazil. I think they're out of Rio. I don't know. I know they're out of Brazil. And they're just they're actually a Pearl Jam tribute band that we really fell in love with. Just an amazing group. And they really do a great tribute to the band Pearl Jam. But they're also doing their own original music stuff. They just launched their second album, Pandora. And they came on the podcast yesterday. We did it through Zoom and all the way from Brazil. We did it, and it was just a lot of fun. And, you know, from the first time we did that podcast till yesterday, we've done a lot of work. And now we're starting to have folks recognize it. And we live in such a place now that everybody's got their hustle on, so everybody's trying to find an outlet to get, you know, a little platform or stage so that they can get themselves out there to try to increase their place in the world, right? And so now people are starting to recognize that, asking to come on the podcast, and it's all because we've shown up every Thursday and done the work. And I love it. We do my friend Tiffany and I, we do the Full Throw. It was the Full Send until that big podcast, the Full Send, called us and said that we had to change our name. Or else. I was like, or else what? He's like, don't ask, just change the name. I'm like, okay. And we changed it. We got bullied, which is fine. But we do that podcast. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have the Anonymous podcast, and Tiffany also does the Film Effect. It's just, you know, I started a network, and I found people that wanted a podcast, and it's just been a lot of fun. And doing it for a couple years, you know, we're not killing it, but we're having a lot of fun, and it's been a great ride. And, you know, yesterday I read this article that Neil Young has decided to pull all his music off of Spotify because of Joe Rogan, and which, you know, I don't know. I am a huge fan of Joe Rogan. This podcast was inspired absolutely by Joe Rogan. I started watching Joe Rogan a few years back, and I just love the fact that he could sit down and have a conversation with pretty much anybody he wanted to, whether they're pushing something or it's just a kind of a chat. You know, if you watch Joe Rogan and you like Joe Rogan and you pay attention to what he does and who he has on and just the rhythm of his podcast, you will know that there's clearly sometimes he just has people to come and chat, right? Just kind of fillers. And then he has people that have books or ideas or philosophies, and you know, he has those folks on, and you can tell the difference. Some people, absolutely fascinating. I think it's Brian Greene is his name. He's a physicist. I mean, I love all that stuff. But, you know, at the same time, I also take part in trying to figure out, you know, how much I believe, how much I'm really interested in. I have a responsibility to myself to try to think about what's going on. And so now Neil Young has decided he will put his foot down and he's going to stop this. And the whole point, or the whole issue, is that Joe Rogan, according to him, is putting out false anti-vax information. You know, maybe, you know, I don't, once again, and I'm a big fan of Breaking Points with, I forget their name. It's Crystal and Sagert. And they do a great podcast, and they're friends with Joe. And they did an episode or a segment on their show yesterday, and they talked about how Joe Rogan is a great guy. He'll listen to anybody. He'll have a conversation with anybody. You can tell when Joe's getting annoyed. He did a podcast with Carrot Top. I think I even shared about this in this podcast. It was a few weeks ago, and he did a podcast with Carrot Top. I don't like Carrot Top. I've never liked Carrot Top. I think he's obnoxious, annoying, and he was like a character, right? He was just annoying. I didn't hate him, but I didn't like him. I didn't care. Well, Joe Rogan had Carrot Top on the podcast, and by the end of the podcast, I watched the whole podcast. And by the end of that podcast, I was like, I like Carrot Top. He seems like a great guy. You know, he's been in the business a long time, doing a residency in Vegas, and he seems just like a normal person. I felt like he was maybe a little nervous, and sometimes guests will kind of overspeak one another, and it gets a little sloppy sometimes, and you can see that in Joe's face. He's like, oh, God. But it was great, and I give that to Joe Rogan. I mean, I would have never had a different feeling about Carrot Top unless I'd watched that podcast, and I ended up really becoming sort of a fan. If I was in Vegas and I had an opportunity to go see Carrot Top, I absolutely would. I'm not sure I'm joining his fan club, but I thought it was great. He had that Dr. Peter McCullough. And those are the doctors. And there was another one, too, that I think is really the two that have stirred the pot. But I thought Dr. McCullough had a lot of great information about this pandemic and COVID and all that goes on. And people didn't like that. There was some interesting things that he had said that I even started to say. And then I had to go, wait a minute, do you even know that's true? And one of the things that he said was that if you got COVID-19, that you could not catch it twice. And then he said that they had pressed the CDC on this information and that the CDC couldn't answer and then finally agreed that you could not catch COVID-19 twice. And I was like, what? You know, and there was a slew of information in there that really created thought for me. And in conversations with my father and I and, you know, with ivermectin and hydrochloroquine and monoclonal antibodies and, you know, and some of the great stuff that he talked about was this real interest in early treatment for COVID-19. You know, what can we do for people to prevent them to get it before they get into hospitals? And if I thought it was very interesting, you know, and I'm 53. I have a father that's 85. I have children that are 8, 9, and 16. I work in a business where I'm constantly around people. You know, I was interested, and I like the information. But I also like the fact that I'm also able to think it through, right? And one of the things that I started to kind of regurgitate was the fact that he had said that COVID-19 was not, you cannot catch it twice. But the problem is that you have COVID-19, then you have the Delta, and then you have Omicron, and then all these different variants. He wasn't very specific about if you catch COVID-19, because at first it was just COVID-19, but now we have these different variants. So he wasn't very specific in the fact that if you've had COVID-19, whether you could catch Delta or, you know, whatever other variants, you know. And I was kind of saying, oh, listen, I saw this guy. And he said that if you had COVID, you cannot catch it twice. So I'm like, if you've had it, you know, you're good. Well, then it got a little shady. So, but I'm the one that has to think about that. I'm the one that has to use this awesome brain of mine and think about things and try to work it out and figure out on my own, could this be true or could this be not true? You know, I think there's a responsibility that we have. You know, I've said before, you know, with children that I have, you know, I feel like we've lowered our education system down to the dumbest kid. No offense, but no kid left behind. And I experienced this. You know, my kids are in elementary school and there no kid gets left behind. But what happens is we lower down what we're requiring our children to learn so that everybody passes. And I feel like we're doing the same thing with our healthcare. We've lowered down our healthcare to the sickest kind of people. And listen, I feel like I'm pretty compassionate, and I understand, and I'm right on the edge of the struggle, right? I struggle with food, I struggle in diet, you know, I struggle with exercise. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. I definitely struggle with drugs and alcohol. I am gluttonous in certain aspects of my life, and on certain aspects of my life, I'm not. And some people are gluttonous in other things, and in other things, they're not. You know, some people eat too much food, but don't touch alcohol ever. You know, if alcohol was a donut, I would be a overweight person and very unhealthy with heart condition and all this stuff. But there's a giant window, unfortunately, and I think we're really seeing it now, especially with the inflation and the cost of living. And it's expensive to feed your family in a healthy diet. So I definitely understand when we take cheaper routes to feed our kids and our families. But unfortunately, sometimes it just makes us unhealthy. And I think that a big portion of our country, unfortunately, is going through that. And so that's the big chunk of people we need to take care of. And I get it, right? And we all kind of have to, I think by now, you know, we're all, you know, we just want to partake and help and do what's best. I mean, it's constantly throwing us something, you know. And do we want to, you know, throw off our mask and make a stance? You know, the education about masks, I mean, that's still always a hot item. But I guess the point is that this, you know, for a guy like Neil Young to make this position and demand that either his music is taken off or Joe Rogan's podcast is taken down is disturbing to me. It's disturbing. And now there's all these other, like Sebastian Bach, who's done nothing, right? He's done nothing. You know, he does his Instagram. There's days I'm embarrassed for that guy, that the stuff that he has to do just to stay in the limelight, just to keep the attention. But it's a slew of these guys, and they're all making this stance, like, you take my music down or Joe Rogan's music or Joe Rogan's podcast down. And it's annoying. I'm fucking annoyed, man. And it's like, why? Because why, Neil? Why, Sebastian? I can't think for myself. I'm referring to you to think for me. You know, this is a guy that said, wrote a song about Ohio State, right? This is a guy that was in the midst of protests and stuff. And now, you know, has anybody ever listened to a Joe Rogan podcast? I mean, he puts them out 3 or 4 times a week. Listen, he just did a podcast with Jordan Peterson. I could not fucking listen to it. He's fucking carrying on like a maniac. I'm like, eh, not for me. I tried to listen. I love to listen. I love, you know, nobody has a problem with people that sit around and read books. I had a lady the other day, and I'm like, did you see what's going on this? Oh, no, I don't pay attention to any of that. All she does is read books. I mean, you're missing the whole world just sitting around reading books. Do we care what they read? No. But all of a sudden now, Neil Young cares that what I watch. Take your fucking music down. Take your music down, Sebastian. I was a huge fan of Skid Row, 18 in Life, talking about suicide. Did we boycott your music, Sebastian? Take down that music. I remember I saw Sebastian Bach. I saw, Skid Row open up for Bon Jovi. It was like Christmas Eve, like 1983 or 84. Drinking alcohol, pouring alcohol into the kids' mouths in the front of the stage. You know, I remember, did we boycott him then? Take down Skid Row's music because he's, you know, doing this or that. No, we didn't do that. It's ridiculous. People understand that some people can think for themselves. It's ridiculous. And I don't need to be told what I can and can't and be blackmailed and bullied. It's bullshit.
With love.
So, Spotify, please take down Neil Young's music, please. It's offensive. He's offensive. I'm sort of kidding. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I just get sick of, you know, the funny thing is that Joe Rogan inspired me to do this podcast. I was like, you know what? I want to try to do that. And I have a feeling that Joe Rogan has inspired many people. There's supposedly over 2 million podcasts out right now. I would be surprised that if Joe Rogan didn't inspire a big chunk of those people. A big chunk of them. Because he takes something very simple and turns it into something very great. And it's conversation. Right? You know, I hear conversation all the time with people that I take what I want and I leave the rest. Right? It's taking responsibility for myself, which I think, you know, when did we decide that we have to tell everybody what we can handle? You know, I do a podcast, Rehoboth Social, one small business helping another. My sponsor, Matt, you know, he was there. If somebody needed help, he showed up. And I've shared this story before. My buddy Scott was like, I think I'm going to pick up where Matt left off. You ain't done that, Scott. You haven't helped anybody. Actually, I shouldn't say that because him and I don't really speak that much anymore because of my father. My father pissed him off, so he stormed out on my son's birthday, and I haven't seen him since. But, you know, he's not, like, finding people to run kitchens. He's not doing all the shit that Matt was doing. And when I started this podcast, that was what this was about. How can I help in what way? And I'm like, I like podcasting. I like the conversation. I just did a podcast with the owner of Taco Rio, which is a local taco shop. I mean, great fucking story. Billy, you know, had a food truck, you know, was a hustler, doing his outdoor sign, you know, and doing great Instagram stuff. Grabbed my attention. Plus, I love tacos, of course. And followed his story. Finally opened up. There was a Burger King that had kind of closed down. He took it over. Painted the whole building like a Marshall amp. Really created this music theme, did such a fucking great job putting out an amazing product. Cars backed up down the highway, came on my podcast the other day. Just awesome. Fucking feel good story. Love that guy. You know, 2 days ago, he declared that was Eddie Van Halen Day. I think that was his birthday, the 26th. You know, he had Van Halen shoes on, an Eddie Van Halen t-shirt. I love Van Halen. Without this podcast, I'd have never met that guy. He told a friend of mine, I think Tom and I are now friends. Absolutely. And the last thing I said, anything else I can do to help, let me know. And I'm not. Listen, he's successful. He's doing fine. You know, but, you know, people like to hear, you know, the story, the, you know, the hustle. You know, there's probably a bunch of people that love to start a food truck or, you know, how'd that path go? What was the best route? What worked? What didn't work? What were the ups and downs like? Was there a lot of downs? Was there moments where you felt like throwing in the towel but hung in there and it worked out? People love to hear those stories. You know, Joe Rogan puts out, I think he's over 1,000 episodes. Some of the most interesting fucking shit I've ever listened to has been on a Joe Rogan podcast about physicists and dark matter and just everything. I just love cool shit. But I know when I'm in and when I'm out. You know, the one podcast, and I forget the guy's name. He's a real anti-vaxxer. Sometimes Joe has people on just to hear, like, you know, what is your real take on this, right? And sometimes, you know, if you get one snippet of someone and you kind of create this thought of what you think, it's kind of like that Carrot Top. You know, I saw and thought and made a decision and was like, that's how I feel. That's my position on Carrot Top. And then I saw this 3-hour interview with him and I was like, yeah, I changed my position. I think he was great. Now he's a little nutty, right? And you know, he's a little jaded from the business, so to speak, but I thought he was awesome, right? Dave Chappelle's been on there. Love Dave Chappelle. You know, Dave Chappelle's a great example. You know, he took a lot of beef for the you know, the LGBT. I don't even know what the letters are, but I get it, and I respect it. And he did this special, and I watched it, And it was all about this relationship with the transgender person that was like, it was an amazing story. And it was unfortunately very sad because the person took their own life. But it wasn't about bashing transgender folks or gays or anything like that. But man, if you hadn't sat down and watched that Netflix episode with him, you know, doing the stand up, you would never have known. You know, if it was Neil Young going, take down that podcast or take down that comedy episode with Dave Chappelle, you would think that was, you know, the truth, and it's not. Tons of great guests on his show. There's a reason why he's the number one podcast in the fucking world. You know, instead, Neil, or Sebastian, or whoever these other fucking dumbasses are that are demanding that shit gets taken down, and like, you know, Sagar and Crystal said, go on the show, Neil. Joe would love to have you on. Go on his show and tell him your beef. And have a conversation about it like we fucking used to. Don't demand through the fucking media, take this down or do this. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Go on Joe Rogan's podcast. He would love to have a conversation with you. He would love to hear your side of it. And he would have a conversation and get to the bottom of it. But, you know, this is like, I can't get my way. I'm taking down my music. And in the end, and I love the term, cutting off your nose to spite your face. You know, he's going to lose about 60% of his revenue in streaming. You know, he's going to end up with less money and nothing's going to change. Where, honestly, this is a great opportunity for him to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. In fact, I say, go on, Neil. Set in front of millions, and 11 million people tune into his episode. There's your voice right there. Go on his podcast and tell Joe Rogan what a bad person he is to his face. You might create a little bit more respect for yourself. And maybe you're right. You know what? Maybe you're right. But tell him. You know? Complain to the leader. I think what's really annoying is I kind of like Neil Young, you know. So in his protest, he's going to punish a lot of people that like his music. You know, I'm a big fan of Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam is a big fan of Neil Young. They, you know, Uncle Neil, right? That is, you know, that's a great relationship that I've always loved and respected. But I don't respect this high chair tantrum moment. And that's what, you know, I guess that's where we're at today. But I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan, and I'll always stand by, not like it is even necessary. You know, I have nothing, right? I have nobody. Nobody. Hey, that's my rant for the day, man. I'm not going to do that a lot, but I just was annoyed. I'm reading these articles, and then Sebastian fucking Bach got into it. Huge fan of Skid Row, by the way. And he's demanding. It's like, this is all these guys have now. They don't have a stage anymore because we can't tour. You know, all they have is Instagram, right? It's fucking ridiculous. All right, well, have a great day.
Based on time, based on space, that's where we're living. Based on time, based on place, so what you giving? What you giving?